Ready to stand out for the right reasons? Welcome to Dress Up, the only show that is dedicated to helping business professionals, you, as a leader, coach, consultant, entrepreneur, executive, or small business owner, create an image and brand that attracts the opportunities you want, what we call your wow image. This is the place to be if you need the confidence to project your competence, put your best self forward, step up your image and brand for personal and professional success. And now, let's make welcome our host, the one and only image strategist, Stephen Akon.
Hello, welcome back to your favorite show. Welcome back to Dress Up. Welcome back to your favorite show on image branding and everything image from A to Z. But you know, we don't even have to get to Z. By the time we reach D, you will be surely projecting your wow image. And this is the only show world over that is dedicated to helping you attain your wow image, and yes, your full image potential also. So welcome back again. First, let me give a big shout out to the members of Dress Up community. I want to thank all of you for your support, for your love, for the feedback, for engagement, and all that you're doing and all that you're making happen within that community. I appreciate you and I celebrate every one of you. And if you feel the need to join the community, you can just check the show notes. And if you're not listening on the website, you can just go to www.stephenakomu.com and just click on the podcast section and you'll see episode 7, which is on screen-to-screen communication. So now let's move into what we have for today. In the previous episode, I talked about creating a compelling online image, and I basically talked a lot on the way we make impressions based off what we have online or what we have as our digital footprint. And I mentioned a lot of things on screen-to-screen communication and how we have long moved from the traditional face-to-face communication and style of making first impressions to screen-to-screen. For example, when someone sends you an email, just by the way they reply your email or how they write it, you already form an impression about them. You have something imprinted on your mind about them already. And it could be someone searching you out on Google too, and based on what they see, they are already making impressions about you. They are also forming opinions about you. It could be an article about you on your site or whatever they find that pops up from search engines. You know, they could even meet you online, maybe on Skype, conference call, a webinar, in front of camera, and you're talking to each other, which is actually the first time that you are meeting each other, and you see that it's not in person but via screen to screen. You see them on your screen and they see you on their screen. So it's very important for you to package yourself in such a way that you have the same message all across your platform, online and offline. Thus, there is consistency in your message. Who you say you are offline is what is represented online. On this episode, I mentioned in the previous episode that I was going to talk about the critical requirements to consider for screen-to-screen communication. Well, you have to forgive my R. My R doesn't always come out well, but just bear with me. So let's say you're in front of a camera and there are so many things for you to consider. You don't just appear in front of a camera or shoot videos or produce pictures or images of you that you want to put out there as your content for doing sake. There are a lot of things for you to consider. There are a lot of things for you to note which relate to your image branding and how people will perceive you and form favorable opinions about you. So it's very important for you to know that some things work so good in front of the camera while others don't work as good as those things that work in front of the camera. As a personal brand, as someone who makes appearances on screen, it is important for you to pay attention to some of the little seemingly insignificant things that I'll be pointing out that can contribute a lot in determining how people open up their minds to you, form opinions about you, either to open the door or shut them against you. And I'll be sharing with you all that and some more tips on this episode. So this is very important for you as an entrepreneur. Someone, you as an entrepreneur, you that is pushing your brand out there, you're pushing your brand forward online and you're maximizing tech tools. When I'm talking screen-to-screen communication, what I mean is a representation of you via screen, either pictures, videos, or an interview, or a webinar. You're shooting videos for your vlog, whatever it is. You're just putting out a message that you know people absorb and consume via screen because of what technology has made possible. You have to pay attention to all I'll be sharing in this episode. First of all, you need to avoid distraction. At any cost, avoid distraction. And here is why. You don't want to be known for something other than the value that you possess. You don't want to be known for something other than the skill that you possess. So you want to be remembered for the value you bring to the table, your solution, the knowledge you have, your experience, and the added advantage that you can bring on board. Yes, when you're on screen, especially for video content, you should avoid distraction. Don't do things that will distract your audience from what you're saying, from the message you're trying to communicate, either in your appearance, in your behavior, or your verbal communication. Avoid distraction. This is very important in online conversations also, because there are conversations, maybe a webinar or a conference, and you're talking and you're doing some things that could distract people from the message or from what you're saying. You will not be able to communicate effectively in such manner. So it's very important for you to avoid distraction. People should get to be able to focus on your message, what you say, the message you have to deliver, and not be distracted by what you are not saying or what your body language is saying. You get that? Now let's move on. I want to talk a little bit about the atmosphere or environment where you're producing your visual content. Audiovisuals especially, you need good lighting. Good lighting and exposure can help you to produce a very good video, because when you produce something in a place that is bright, very visible, people can see you, they can see what you're doing or what you're saying. It is considered that you have given much thought and attention to the viewer or your audience than when you do something in a dark place or a dark exposure. The light exposure is very low. It could convey a very bad impression about you that, okay, you are not considerate, you don't even give thought to the quality of what you are producing and all that. So it's very important for you to make sure where you'll be making your videos or taking your pictures is well lit. It goes a long way in helping form favorable opinions about you. The colors and patterns that you wear. Some colors don't go well on you. Not every color goes well on you. If you've been following me for a while now, especially on the group or my wall on Facebook, you'll know that not everything is good for you as regards style and appearance. So not every color is good for you. Not every color is for you. Because some colors drain you. Some colors don't make you look bright. They don't make you look alive. They make you look pale. Some colors make you look dead. Yes, you know, you should go for colors that complement and accentuate you. The colors that brighten you up. Colors that go well with your skin tone. You know, you may not understand all this, but if you get help with color analysis, then you'll be able to figure this out. Now let's move on to the patterns and fabric that I was talking about. Patterns and fabric selection also matter. The kind of fabrics you wear for your videos, in an interview, a conference, seminar, webinar, is very important. Some patterns are distracting. As you move, they move. They create an effect on the eyes, which is called the moire effect. You know, when you move, especially striped clothing, when you're moving, they're moving, and it just has an effect that it gives to the eye, and it can affect your audience. Remember, I talked about distraction. It could just distract them from concentrating on your message, and they're trying to figure out, okay, why you should not be wearing what you're wearing. Your confidence in front of the camera is also very important. So your confidence level leaves an impression of you. If you know what you're saying or not, your confidence level exposes that. You know, your confidence level will show whether you're an authority or not. If you can't be confident in front of the camera, well, then you're as well giving the impression that you are less confident in person too. So you need to be confident, be firm, be assured in front of the camera when you're producing your videos, an interview, whatever content it is. As long as you're in front of the camera, come off as someone that is confident. And when you come off as someone that is confident, people tend to pay attention to you. They tend to listen to you. They give you audience. They grant you audience. What's behind you and what's in front of you are also very important. You know, I was talking about lighting. Lighting is very important. The lighting behind you and the lighting in front of you is very important. So because of that, in this sense, I'm talking also about the background. What's behind you? What's the background behind you? You need to take note of that, because if the background behind you is something that is very bright, and you dress in something that is very bright too, or a high contrast, then it will not be palatable to the eyes. It will not be good for people's viewing. You need to understand what to wear in shooting your videos and take cognizance of the background behind you, then what's before you, in front of you, the light, and let everything balance. Remember, I just mentioned that some patterns don't play very well on camera. They can distract and cause moire effect. So also with the background, imagine you're wearing a patterned shirt or a patterned top. The background behind you is also as noisy as what you're wearing. It doesn't look good. It will just not make all the sense it's supposed to make. And just because of that, some people might end up not even paying attention to what it is you want to say or have to say. So you have to take note of all this. It's very important also that you wear the colors that you're comfortable in. You know, I'll not bore you with the traditional color rules and all that, because these days now we are so advanced that cameras are very sharp and they can capture things perfectly. Very clean, they capture things perfectly. But the general rule of thumb for color will help, and I'll tell you. So let me just drop this general rule of thumb for colors. Always wear colors that are darker than your skin tone. It's advisable to wear colors that are darker than your skin tone and not colors that are brighter than your skin tone. If you end up doing that, it will draw colors out of your skin. But if you don't, then you will look perfect. Now please take note, there's a difference between skin tone and skin color, and I will cover this subsequently in color analysis and the psychology of colors. So you might look pale. There are colors that make you look pale and drab, and those colors are responsible for how people perceive you, because when people see you, they're just like, you look sick. Is something wrong with you? Are you okay? Oh, you don't look agile. Well, the colors you are wearing are actually drawing energy out of you. They are making you look sick. They are making you look pale. They are making you look drab. There is a psychology behind all this, and on this show you will learn more about that too. Now let me just narrow down if you're going to the studio for a professional interview for yourself or for a media house or whatever, these are the areas that you need to concentrate on. You need to concentrate on your shoulders upward, what we call the portrait look. Your shoulders upward, and that's what people focus on most of the times. That's what the camera focuses on most of the times. Your shoulders upward. Especially if the appearance you are making does not require your whole body to be seen. People see from your shoulders upward or from your chest, you know, from your chest upward, and that's all people can see. Now, whatever it is they see also communicates with them. The visual appearance that you project from your shoulders upward, from your chest upward, also communicates. That means you have to pay attention to your grooming. You have to pay attention to your hair. You have to pay attention to your makeup. You have to pay attention to what top or shirt you are wearing. All these things matter. They matter a big deal. Imagine you maybe going for a photo shoot for your brand, to push your brand forward, or whatever it is you want to do. You need to also pay attention to all this because they are very important. If you go in front of a professional camera, just make sure you do these things professionally, because if you don't, you'll just be wasting money. So it's very important also that you get the help of professionals like a pro makeup artist or a professional image consultant who will help you through to make sure that you achieve the desired outcome you want, even with your visual representation. So you have to be aware of the technical equipment around you. They are very professional, and these equipments tend to show mistakes in a bigger way, unlike those other little gadgets that you use maybe personally indoors in your home studio to do what you do. The professional instruments, professional gadgets, they show mistakes. They pick things sharply, and if there is a mistake, it will show it. If it is perfect, it will show it. You need to give this your best shot. You might not even be able to, you might not be perfect, and I'm not saying you have to, but make sure you are professional about it. Get a hairdresser, a makeup artist, a wardrobe person, someone that will help you to achieve what you want, an image that represents you visually. You know, especially if you have invested money into this project that you are working on, maybe a filming project or a photo session, you don't want to view it all by yourself. Don't do I too know. Seek help. If you refuse to, then the bitter truth is that you are going to end up with regrets. And if you don't invest in these areas that I just mentioned, and I'm just here thinking, if you will invest that much in a project or a shoot, then you shouldn't ruin it by doing it all yourself. Get help. Seek help. Work with people who are experts in these areas to help you achieve what you want. And let me hint you again, professional cameras pick things sharper, and glitches are very easy to notice. Let me give you an example. Sometime last year, I went for a photo shoot, and in that session, let me just say I did it all alone by myself, except the photography aspect. And you won't believe it, the result was it just wasn't satisfactory at all. You know, there were so many errors. The issues with the pictures after the sessions were just so obvious. But I looked good, I dressed well, I had my colors on point and all that. But there were just some other things that I didn't take note of, or I didn't know. But when we finished taking those pictures, they were obvious. They were obvious. I was sweating some of the pictures. My tie, my collar didn't stay well. Just so many different issues like that. And the posture, either my neck was a little bent or tilted and all. And I can't really say that cameraman or photographer was very professional too. But you see what happens when you don't work with professionals or seek help of experts, especially if you want to create something that is very unique, that will project you well and represent you well. So you know what I mean? That will project you well. And the funny thing was that after this long shoot, I could not even boast of up to 3 perfect pictures that I could use for the project I was working on. It was just like a wasted effort, wasted time, wasted resources, wasted baths. Alright, so the pictures that we took, actually, if you see them from afar, they were fine. But when you come closer, they were not that fine. And this is what I call fine from far, but far from fine. You know what I mean? Fine from far, but far from fine. Well, this phrase is something my friend and I coined back in school when we saw people wearing stuff that actually have the appearance of perfection and quality, but on a closer look and detailed view, you get to discover that those things are not as perfect and fine as they looked from afar. And that was how we came up with this punchline: fine from far, but far from fine. And that was the case with most of the pictures that I had from that photo session. So it's very important that you prepare adequately and work with the right people, with the right team, for what you want to put out there. Videos, pictures, whatever it is, just take note that how they appear on the screen will definitely influence people's perception about you one way or the other, and you want to make sure it is favorable, even though you can't control it completely. But the good thing is you can influence it, so why not invest in the expertise that is required? Now, how do you appear in front of the camera? I mentioned earlier, don't bring distraction. And if there should be any form of distraction in your videos, then let it be that it wasn't done on purpose. You know, maybe it's something that is accidental or something. You should not bring distraction on purpose. Bringing distraction on purpose is like avoiding what you should do and not caring at all. Well, you end up bringing distraction. For example, you make an appearance in a TV show, and after the show, people are busy talking about what you wore. Can you imagine that? People should be talking about what you said. People should be talking about how you made sense, the points you made. But they are busy. All they could remember is, okay, how you wore so and so instead of wearing this, how you mismatched colors and murdered everything with your appearance. That's vain. It's not what you want. Rather, they should be focusing on other important things you said. But because you caused the distraction by your appearance, and you just lost the essence of communicating your thoughts at that moment and after. Hello, these things are real. These things are real. So make sure you avoid distractions. People should remember you for what you say and not how you look. That's not to say you should not look good, but you should look so good that people embrace your message. People open up their minds to you and listen to what you have to say. And don't look sloppy and just use your appearance to serve as a barrier to people benefiting from what you have to offer. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. And the fun thing is, once there's something weird about your appearance or your look, it just becomes weird that people wouldn't generally focus on your message anymore. They are just picking faults or, you know, looking for something to talk about. And that's distraction from your message. So don't let what you wear be a distraction from your message or your content. In other words, what you wear might be to your, in other words, what you wear might be to your detriment than your own good. In other words, what you wear might be to your detriment than to your own good. So what you wear should be a non-issue. It should not be something people are discussing or talking about. It should not even come up in conversation. That's not what you want to achieve. That's not what you want to be remembered for. You want to be remembered for the value you bring. You want to be remembered for what you are made of, your content, the information you share, and all that. If you are ever remembered for something you must have been wearing, then you just made a mistake. You got it wrong. Let me not stress too much on this. To portray your best image out there via screen-to-screen communication, these tips will help you a long way. When you get dressed, whenever you dress up, look into the mirror, front and back, because most of us just look at the front view. Even though people see you from both ends, it's very important that you look at yourself both front and back and ask yourself, do I represent myself in the way that I want to be represented? Ask yourself, sincerely ask yourself, do I represent myself in the way that I want to be represented? And if there is any iota of doubt, then you probably didn't do a good job. If you feel, I didn't do enough, then you actually didn't do enough. And there is this other one that maybe those that don't understand dress codes and dress etiquette. When you dress and you just feel, is this cloth appropriate for this function? Is this cloth appropriate for work? Is this cloth appropriate for where I'm going to or for this purpose? If you already have that idea, then it means it's probably not. Once you have that red alert, that caution, it means what you're wearing or planning to wear is probably not appropriate. So just keep it. Just dump it. Look in the mirror and scan yourself from the top to bottom and ask yourself, do I represent myself in the way I want to be known? Do I represent myself in the way I want to be known for? Do I tell that story that I am telling today with my appearance? Is my appearance telling the story that I'm telling today? Is my appearance reflecting and projecting the story that I'm telling today? If you're able to answer these questions, they'll help you a long way. Don't forget to listen to the previous episode so that you can make more sense from the ABC of digital footprints that I talk about. These days, you can find out a lot about a person simply by doing a little online research, and what you find or see are the digital footprints. They are part of the image, because when people discover that information, they immediately begin to form impressions about that person. It's also very important that in your appearance on screen, the way you appear, the way you behave and communicate should be confidence, regardless of your appearance in sense of age, your weight and size. You know, you should just be confident. You should be authentic also. People should be able to look at you and immediately know what to expect from you or what they are getting. You should be professional. You know, when they see you, they should just suddenly recognize you as professional. They should be like, oh, this one looks different. Your appearance, behavior, and communication should also be in a respectful manner, because when you define your own value and respect yourself, it shows that you respect those around you, you respect the people listening to you. Business owners, biz pros, first impressions are still as critical now as they were many years ago. Make sure you always come off as the business professional that you are. Make sure you always come off as a leader. And I know with all the tips I've mentioned, you are very well equipped on how to project your brand online, how to project your brand via digital content, especially with your images and your videos in the screen-to-screen communication. And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening to this episode of Dress Up. Thank you for sharing with someone, because I know you will. Thank you for joining the community too, if you haven't. The link to the community is right there in the show notes, and I will appreciate your feedback and comments from this particular episode. See you next time on the next episode. You don't want to miss it, because just as I established in the previous episode, that technology has changed the way we do virtually everything in the world today. You know, the manner and speed at which we travel, communicate, educate has forever been changed by technology. And it has also affected the ways we meet people and the ways we also make first impressions. Now that you know about the basics to create your wow image, we will move on to understanding a very basic but valuable part of image, which is impressions. And I know you might have heard a lot about impressions from me and some other people, but let me just hint you, on this show, you will hear it like you have never heard it before. Yeah, I'm not just talking about first impressions. In fact, I don't just talk about first impressions. I talk about subsequent impressions, last and lasting impressions. You don't always hear stuff like this. So it's like the beginning to the end and everything between of impressions, and you don't want to miss that. So in the next episode and subsequent episodes, I will cover much on that. Thanks for listening. Have a lovely week. Goodbye. Signing out, Mr. Dress Up. Signing out, Dress Up Guy. Signing out, Dean Dress Up University. I'm getting many titles already. All that don't matter. Never forget, live your elegant life always. Peace out.
This has been Dress Up. Thanks for listening. See you on the next episode.